And here we are, 5 days into the new year. Does it even feel like 2014? I don't think so. I'm still trying to not write 2013 on the checks. Friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God, because apart from the Bible, friend, this is just music. This is just another program just making noise. But hey, we are going to be focusing on Jesus, His Word, and how to grow in our faith as well. And today's edition of Sunday Worship, we're going to be focusing on hope. This time of the year, many people struggle with depression and just this spirit of oppression. And I thought maybe, you know what, let's continue to focus on that Christmas hope today when we focus on true hope. And in the life of the Christian, we do have hope. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it looks, at the end of the day, we got hope written all over us because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, and this world is not our home. So, friend, we're going to be talking about hope today, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you.
Yeah, that's right. Open the eyes of my heart. Well, friend, welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we're talking about hope for the hopeless. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." You know, I suppose one of the hardest questions to answer is, why do I have to deal with so much adversity? Quite honestly, one of the best answers I've come across was written by C.S. Lewis in his book Mere Christianity. Lewis likened God's use of adversity to walking a dog. See, if the dog gets its leash wrapped around a pole and tries to continue running forward, he will only tighten the leash more. Both the dog and the owner are after the same end, forward motion. But the owner must resist the dog by pulling him opposite of the direction that he wants to go. The master sharing the same intention, but understanding better than the dog where he really wants to go, takes an action precisely opposite to that of the dog's will. It is in this way that God uses adversity. Now, we really don't like being pulled or corrected by the Lord, but when we understand there's a greater purpose involved, then we can pass through adversity with hope. There's that word again, friend. Pass through it with hope, expectation, and steadfastness, knowing these events are for our greater good. So let's learn from the trials and tribulations we go through, because God has a purpose in them all. We can truly trust in the God who loves us with an everlasting love, because he knows the direction we need to go, and he knows exactly how to get us there.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible, it tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are.
Just love.
friend. Don't forget, you got value. You have worth. And the Bible clearly states that he loves you. Amen. That is the Gaither Vocal Band right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much just for letting me spend some time with you today. And today we're talking about hope. That's right, hope. When the prophet Jonah entered Nineveh, he gave a message of hopelessness. He said, in 40 days, your city will be destroyed. He did not say Nineveh will be destroyed unless, but he prophesied destruction to the people of the city, seeming to say their situation was hopeless. Yet hearing this message, Nineveh repented, and because of their repentance and it being genuine, God spared the city for a season, and many lives were saved. See, Jonah's prophecy of judgment was averted, and Nineveh's destiny was changed by their response to the deep conviction from a message of doom. And that's how it is with God. He is so compassionate, so longing to forgive and restore people to himself, that he seems to change his mind, so to speak, showing how his mercy triumphs over judgment. Friend, does it feel like there's a prophecy of doom over your life? Are your sins piled so high that God's judgment seems irrevocable and imminent? Don't despair. Repent. With our compassionate God, there is hope. Even when it seems all is lost, you may have wandered very far from him. But if Nineveh, a pagan city, by the way, hardened and ripe for judgment and hopelessly headed towards destruction, could be saved, shouldn't you also have hope if you turn back to the Lord? Friend, don't give up. Jesus is there, and he's given away hope. The question is, are you going to grab it? With Jesus, there is always hope.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford.
you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Sing with me, how great is our God.
That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Today we're focusing on hope for the hopeless. John chapter 20, verse 11 says, "Now Mary stood outside of the tomb, crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying?' 'They have taken my Lord away,' she said, 'and I don't know where they have put him.' At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, 'Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?' Thinking that he was the gardener, she said, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned around and cried out in Aramaic, 'Rabboni,' which means 'teacher.' Standing at his tomb, she was crying. He was asking her, 'Why are you crying?' As if he's saying, 'Don't look at the situation. Things are not always what they appear to be. I have overcome the grave, so woman, why are you crying?' Friend, maybe you're going through a situation right now where you're mourning, where you're in the midst of the fog, confused as can be. But know that there is Jesus there, letting you know that there is hope beyond your despair. There is hope because he has overcome death. He has overcome the grave. And now because of that, we have true hope in Jesus and Jesus alone. Hold on to Jesus.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him. Later they beat him. It's Sunday morning. I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier. I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
The grave in fulfillment of my Father's plan.
That's right, Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus. Well, friend, here we are, reminding you of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. It is because of the empty tomb that we have hope today, friend. Let's hold on to that. Let's hold on to those promises throughout the Word of God. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today. You can find out more about this radio ministry, the radio ministry of Great News Radio, by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. There you'll find our program guide, our contact information, pictures, audio archives, and more. Again, it's greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.